Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the Most High, to the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yaakov, to Israel, the nation, the regeneration, the redeemed. All praises. So, you know, let's talk about some things tonight. Pardon me. Let's talk about some things tonight that has been just hanging in the spirit, First, let's talk about this Africa thing. Africa, the Africans, the nations within the continent of Africa, are seemingly trying to take back their lands, take back their continent. And what's of interest and interesting to me is that it's good. But what I don't see, I don't hear, what I don't feel is that they are doing it by the means of the Father. Now, of course, they're doing it by the Father's will, but they're not giving any praise or any thanks to any of their gods, let alone the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Elohim thereof, which tells me that they too will succumb when their card is pulled, when it's a wrap for them, for this whole, because they're part of the revived Roman Empire as well. But it just is amazing to me how you would not, as in this day and age, in this time dispensation, you would not stand up and say, we're taking this back because our God is with us. See, these are telltale common sense signs that should tell people who's who. So no matter what they do, these people who are coined to be called Africans, no matter what they do, it's just not going to work. It's similar to Europe. The three parts has already had its day. The three parts have had its day. There's no more getting away. They're going to pay because they've had their day. It's simple. They can no longer try to fix their lips upon their face to say that anyone over in the three parts is God's people. And the reason why, the reason why I'm saying that is that none of them are giving any credence. They're not reveling. They're not blowing any shofars. They're not bringing forth any righteous spirits. They're not speaking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're not doing anything other than trying to jockey for position in the material world. So that means those that are revering the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, they get they win the spiritual lottery. That's what this is about, the spiritual lottery versus the material lottery. This is what it's about. It has come down to the spiritual lottery. And what does that look like to the other nations? It's the same as when you win the lottery in America, and that person wins the lottery, and you go to the corner store, to the gas station, to the grocery store, and you put your ticket in, and it starts ringing bells and stuff. You don't get everyone happy for you immediately. Like, the spirit is the spirit of you winning the material lottery is already against you. It's already plotting. This is what you're seeing. It's these
secret combinations, these secret agendas, these plots that are going already against these Africans, okay? These Hamites, and they're not, and I dare say they're not, because they are an intelligent group. They're highly intelligent and magnificent people, but for some reason they seem not to understand when they're putting a target on their back. It's almost as if they welcome that target. And we know that the target isn't going to be set up for their rise. It's going to be set up for their demise. That's why, you know, and again, this isn't all of them. I'm just saying that the leadership, now see, and I must digress for a moment, because people get caught up in how we are speaking in the totality of things, in the collective of things. But what we're speaking about constantly is about the leadership of things. It's the leadership of things. The people, the Hamitic people, even the Japhetic people, they know not what they do. They know not how, they know not what their leaders are doing. Even the Negro, even these, the American, we don't know what these leaders are doing, even though now, because we have been unblinded, because now we have given the grace of sight, we now can see what these people are doing. And the reason why we're able to do that is because we won the spiritual lottery. That just simply means that we are no longer blind. And that's spiritual and that's scriptural. We are no longer blind. This is the dilemma. The dilemma with the nations is that they don't want us to see. If they had their way, they would poke our eyes out. And you have, and the Hamites too. They, matter of fact, they poke out and kill everybody but their own families. Because that's where they are. They're, you know, as far as the nations goes, the nations are, you know, it's the fourth quarter. It's the two-minute drill. These fools is on the sideline. They called a couple. They're on their last timeout. They're trying to figure out some trick plays. They're trying to figure out some play to get them 12 points. To get them 12 points. They need 12 points to win. That's why they doing Deion the way they doing. Ain't no reason for all of the coaches to come together against that man. That is Psalms 83. They all came together against that man, not his team, that man. Inadvertently, that team. That's why we keep seeing the same thing over and over and over again. That's why, you know, if you really want to get down to it, my show every Wednesday, I changed the title and I changed the concept, but the my show, my lesson every Wednesday night since I began this conversation, since I began this lesson, all praises to the Most High, has been: when a people know their history, they are less likely to repeat it. It's as simple as that. And it's even more simpler than that when you break it down for what Yeshua has explained to us. Love, chase after the Father, seek after the Father with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, spirit. And love your brother as you would like to be loved. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's why these fundamental things at the end is the spiritual lottery. This is where, pardon me, this is where we have come. We have been risen up to a point where now they have to see us. Now they have to hear us. Whether they want to or not, they still can dismiss it. They still can be delusional and act like we ain't there. You know, it's the whole little black gymnast thing. These things that we see, that's the same thing. Oh, well, we didn't see her. We missed her. We didn't know what she, we didn't even realize that she was there. Same thing. Nothing new. But because now we get to see it through the spiritual eyes, we get to not repeat the same things that they do. This is not even hard anymore, to be honest with you. It's not. And what has become easy for us, or easy for the few, I'll say it like that, has become very, very hard for the many. And they don't know how to reconcile it, because they thought that we would have been, like a fad, you know, like Jordache jeans, it had been done by now. But no, this thing is not going away, and they are struggling. I'm on the Tick'em and Tock'em, and there's this dude on there who crossfire some madness thing, whatever, and he's constantly trying to convey that Israel is not the Negro. The Negro is Ham, and Ham is cursed. See, it goes back to that same thing. Oh, well, the curse of Ham. Who cares? Ham's not us. It's not us. I mean, we know that based on characteristics and based on their own dictionaries. That's why it's so humorous to listen to these folks try to dismiss our spiritual lottery, our winnings. They it's like, oh, well, you won. We're not going to acknowledge your winning. Nigga, please. We don't care. Make it rain, nigga. We don't care. And they want to try to make us seem like we are a racist group, when all we have done, again, is won the spiritual lottery. And that's tough for a lot of people, because our spirits are gone forth to where folks cannot. It has gone before us, even before we do anything, as we are rising and trying to do the right thing and treat people the way we want to be treated. Our spirit, our Father's spirit, has gone before us to lay the path, to clear the path. All we're doing is walking in upright righteousness. And that's for the Gentiles as well. I dare say the heathen, because the heathen ain't really caring. The heathen out here doing their own thing. But definitely a Gentile who has been called, okay, who has been grafted in. We, as the spiritual Israelites, can't get past that either. We can't gloss over that. There's going to be them with us. But that doesn't mean that we have to, you know, give great praise and thanks that they now realize. To hell with that. That's their business. Their business is to recognize who we are. Our business is to understand whose we are. And once we do this thing, it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they say. It's comical to watch, you know, I'll say it like this. The father has cut the head off the snake, and it's comical to watch the body of the snake slither around, move around, trying to make it seem like the head is not gone. You know what I mean by that? There, all over the world, there is no leadership. The only leadership is those that have won the spiritual lottery. And the reason why those that have won the spiritual lottery are leading is because we're the only ones that are telling the truth. We're the only ones that are treating people the way that we want to be treated. We're the only ones seeking justice, not equality, not inclusion and unity. No, we're seeking justice. You know, the Day of Atonement was the other day, you know, based on our
on the Israelite historical scriptures. It was the other day. I was meditating on justice. Because I feel like justice is what is necessary. That goes back to what I've been talking about, you know, these four horsemen. Justice is now. It is time for justice. You know, like that song, time for the percolator, it's time for the justice later. It's time for the justice later. It's time for the justice. It's just us. Just us. Time for justice. And, you know, people don't want that. You know, and it's funny, you know, you, and I'm sure all of us that are the few that are walking this walk, we're starting to see that the things that we used to not be able to do, we're doing now in a greater way, that we're seeing our actions triple down. We do good, we're getting more good back to us. People used to come and try to chastise us and scoff at us. It's not working, because we have now gained the confidence of the Father, which is what they knew we would do, but it's what they have been trying to thwart the entire time. You niggas, anytime you niggas are gathering, you're going to jail. You're going back to jail. You guys can't gather. That's Jim Crow, right? They wouldn't let us get together and communicate. If we did, we had to be in their churches and listening to their curriculum of their say, white Jesus curriculum. That's all they would give us. That's the only gathering. And even then, they had to be in, you know, with a gun, with a weapon. They had to be in there to increase the fear that they already had the Negro pastors, the Hemetic pastors, in trying to indoctrinate and impose upon us. So this whole concept of us not being able to have our own interpretation, us not being able to think for ourselves, us not being able to, especially our men not being able to be men, to be able to stand up and have a voice. This has all been because they knew that once we did stand up in righteousness, it would be a wrap for them. That's why in the 20th century, they kept us down. That was the extra that they did upon us. And the Hamites too. I mean, they put the wood to anybody that was black in persuasion or brown in persuasion, because they knew, because what they knew was they didn't know who was the children of Israel. So they had to put the wood to everybody that was not Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-European. And it's like these Indos right now, they're running around trying to act like they got some, they won the lottery, right? That as a matter of fact, they won the material lottery right now. But it's funny because only those that look Indo-European won that lottery. They, you know, they still are the biggest racist people on the face of the earth simply because they still run the caste system. We ain't sleeping on that. That's why the three parts is going to pay big. I used to sit back and I used to think that, man, why when Yeshua comes back and he said he's going to have a lot of blood, you know, blood's going to be up to the horse's bridle. Man, that's a lot of blood. Wow. But when you look at the history of the Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-European, man, do they got some blood on their hands. Man, oh man, oh man, my, they got blood. I mean, they got oceans of blood on their hands. And that's why today they mad. They mad because we're going, nah, this is what it's saying. Israel will wake up. Oh, well, Israel is already here. And they're, listen, if the issues were Israel, true Israel, the world would not be at war. That's just bottom line. I mean, we can go into all the characteristics of the scriptures based on the true Israel as to these other folks that say they're Israel. And I'm not mad at these folks. I have no qualms against them. They're doing what they were intended to do. I'm not mad at the Germanics. They're doing what they intended to do, because everyone, nor the Indos, nor any of the Europeans, because they all are doing what they are supposed to do. Now, only some of them, a few of them, just like us, only some of us, a few of us, will be at the end. That's why when we win the spiritual lottery, the spiritualism is in the justice, is in the righteousness of justice. And, you know, when you, you know, my man, my brother Yaquab, when you start dealing with the metaphysics of these words, you start to see what's really happening. You start to see it. These folks cannot withstand what is coming. That's why they like they talking about a F-35B plane gets lost. Come on, man, how does that even happen? That a man, a pilot, jettisons out and they lose it. Doesn't have, you know? I'm gonna have to agree with Brother Levi on it. They ain't got no GPS to find these things. Come on. See, this is the common sense. This is the uncommon sense that they used to be able to give us, feed us, and we would eat it and be like, well, you know, the good thing that the pilot escaped and, you know, he's not hurt. Thank you for your service. What? No, man. No, no, no. Something don't even seem right. There is by no stretch of the imagination that a pilot would jettison out the plane and they wouldn't know. These things cost billions of dollars of their fake money. This whole revived Roman Empire is imploding as we live. As we rise, it implodes. It finds its demise as we rise. And they don't know how to stop it. That's why they still talking about Trump or Biden. These two old-ass Indo-Europe, the German, Germanic Indo-Europeans, got no way. They are not my leaders. They can't lead me to water. And if they did, I certainly would not drink. Because why? I don't trust them. Not because they are Germanic, Khazarian, Germanic Indo-Europeans, but because they are not righteous. They have not a righteous bone in their body. And it don't even matter. Well, we got to vote. For what? For what are we going to go through that ritual again? Why? It is a passé action. Matter of fact, it is an unjust action, an action that serves no purpose but the self-serving people. So why are we entertaining these rituals anymore? Well, we got to vote for somebody. No, you don't. You can sit your ass down and enjoy the show and be in the will and the throngs of the Most High, in the bosom of the Most High. And watch as he does his work. Watch as he brings down the revised Roman Empire. So my daughter calls me early this week, and she said, she goes, so how much time do you spend thinking about the Roman Empire? And I said, ha ha ha, you saw this on TikTok or whatever, they, you know, this thing. She goes, no, they're doing it for the school, blah blah blah. And she just wanted to know how long do I spend thinking of the Roman Empire. And I said, the only thing, and it's how I said it to her, I said, the only thought process the only time spent for your daddy thinking of the Roman Empire is of its demise. That's it. And she laughed and she said, yeah, I knew you'd say that. I said, that's right. That's right. You knew that I would say that. You know, I mean, these people are trying to pull, they are all in now. They have gone all in. And it is so comical to watch them go all in on the Father. You know, we talked about from the very beginning of my lessons on YouTube, on this platform, we talked about chess, you know, the chess game, you know, the Father playing chess with these fools, and all he has is, you know, he's got a king and a queen and a couple pawns left. They done destroyed his knights, they done destroyed his castles, they done destroyed everything, all the other pawns, and all these guys, maybe three or four, which these three or four equate to the few, right? The few, he's only got a few pieces left, and they've got most everything, and they cheated and added some more, right? You know, somebody went down, they cheated, and put another one back on there. You know, Father said, I see you cheating, but go ahead, put them on there. Put your pawn. You know, the Father closed his eyes for a minute, and they were like, aha, he ain't looking. Add some more horses on there. Add some more castles on there. I know he took them out, but put them back on the board. He ain't paying attention. And get them, and get the rest. And that's what they did. Chess. But the Father now has flipped it on them. And they're scrambling. Their pieces are falling. And he's got his eyes on the board now. And they're like, whoa. And he's like, no, 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 you can't put them back on there. No, you're cheating. You want me to? I'm about to expose you all for cheating, lying, stealing. And they're like, oh, God. And he's like, I ain't know. Don't be calling me. Don't be calling me. Ah! You know, and they're just struggling. That's why they all over the airwaves, or the social media airwaves, trying to debunk what we saying. And they're too late. You know, they could have, when in 2016, when we were in our infancy of this understanding, overstanding, and understanding, they could have came out and did all types of, brought out the big guns then, the TD Snakes, you know, the Copeland Devil and all these other evangelicals and all these people, and they could have said what they said. But you know what they did instead? They went all in on Trump. They were all about hating Obama. They were all about Trump. And they dismissed what we were talking about. Ah, you niggas ain't not talking about nothing. Y'all are crazy. And then Kyrie did what he did, and then here come the issues, screaming and hollering. I am just anti-something. We anti-Christ. I mean, they talk about anti-Semitism. We, you know, whatever. They talking crazy. Nothing stuck. That's how you know things have completely changed today. That's how you know that the exchange of situation is here. Thomas Jefferson, he tried to tell him then. He was like, yo, you know, you guys can't be acting this way. Don't do this thing that y'all are that y'all over here behind closed doors talking about doing. Don't do it to these people. And they were like, shut up, Thomas. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a nigga lover anyway. He was like, listen, I'm trying to tell you that there will be an exchange of situation, because when we sit back and think that God is just, that this will, that a change of situation will occur by supernatural means, it is highly likely. And they were like, shut up, Thomas. We don't care. And they, what is it, 1700, 1776, 1770, 1780? Then they went full-fledged into the slavery. Hardcore. He told them, don't do this thing. And they didn't care. They were like, see, we good. Nothing's happening to us. We're going to take care of them. There's nothing. And he was like, listen, it's going to happen to your descendants. To our descendants, to this nation. And they were like, nope, we don't care. And they kicked the can all the way down the road, all the way through history, kicked it, kicked it, kicked it, kicked it. And when did it land? It landed in 2016, which really probably, if you think about it, it's 2006, maybe, you know, because 2012, 2020, you know, 2022, give or take, you know, we know 400 years elapsed and all hell has broken loose on these people. And it's not been just a physical all hell breaking loose. It's been a spiritual all hell breaking loose. Remember, they sat there, these evangelicals got up there about Trump talking, you know, telling the world that God told me that Trump's going to win. God told me that he's going to win by a landslide. I mean, not one, not two, not three, not four, but all of them said that. Then they got up there trying to invoke spirits to get him to win. And what happened? He lost. And where they at now? Crickets. Ghosts. Not only are they ghosts and crickets, but their whole system of religion has fell apart. And that's all the Father's doing. That's all the Father's doing. So why is that important? Because as that fell apart, we rose even higher. We rose. At that point, we were on our knees. We were on our knees, understanding, overstanding, and understanding. You know, seeking the Father with all our heart, mind, body, and spirit. We're all about it. We had became more unified in the sense of treating our own people, treating Negroes the way we want to be treated. We did that. We began that. The Spirit, the Father had that happen. But once they went all in and started trying to bring demons into it to try to get Trump to win, that's when we stood up on our feet. That's when there was a shaking, even though they sat back and they were like, yo, if we don't acknowledge it, maybe it'll go away. If we dismiss it, maybe it won't happen. And it never stopped. And we were like, okay, you ain't got to dismiss it. We, at that point, what happened? We start talking amongst ourselves. We started triangulating amongst ourselves through social media, through the platform that they put out here to distract us. The Father made it a way for us to unify in his spirit. Now, there's been separate groups and entities in that, all to distract the few, all to distract the righteous. Remember, the righteous scarcely make it in. That's because of all the distractions. That's why, you're going to have brothers and sisters out here distracting you. Listen, we'll give you this money, but you're going to have to tell these niggas out there that they can't, that they don't know what they're talking about. Tim Scott, you got to get these people out here and talk about that. Well, there ain't no racism. Racism, listen, there is by no stretch of imagination, nowhere under the sun can a Negro be racist, period. I said it. I'll say it again. Can't. No way a Negro or a Hamite be racist. They have no power to do so. There's no power. There is the only power that the Negro and the Hamite has is the power to prejudge. That's it. And they're prejudging based on action. Hence why they're struggling, the Japhetic, Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-Europeans are struggling because they're like, well, we can't say that they're racist necessarily because it's not working. They know too much. How do they get this? How did they get this information? This is boom. This is where it all, the rubber has met the road. They don't understand who they dealing with, who's they dealing with, and whom they're dealing with. That's just like Dion. They don't know who they messing with, dealing with Dion. Dion made them all money, all their boys. But when Dion steps up,
trying to do his thing, and they mad because they go, well, he didn't, you know, all the white coaches, he didn't go through the same things that we had to go through. Why should he? Why should he put his body on the line? He went out there. He's got a gold coat. He's got national championships. He's got so-called world championships. He's got rings. He's played at the highest level while these degenerate, weak-ass Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-European coaches ain't never played past probably high school or college, D3. And they mad at him. They're mad at a man who has achieved so much more than they ever would be or could. And that's the same as us. They are mad at his everything. Yeah, once again, you look at Deion's situation, you look at the Israelite situation. They are mad at the Israelites or the Negroes who are saying that they're Israelites because we have achieved so much without them. They never saw this coming. They never saw it coming. They never thought for a hot second that we would be able to understand who we were. Never. And hey, the joke's on them because we do. And there's nothing they can do about it. And this is not against anyone. This is a pump up. This is a huddle talk with Israel and those grafted in Gentiles. Because this is an open invitation to the world to understand who we are. Because if the world doesn't understand who we are, they will surely perish. Woe to them. The only salvation that the world has is us knowing who we are. That's the oxymoron of the whole thing. That's why we won the spiritual lottery. Why would the Father give those who have won the material lottery the ability to win the spiritual lottery as well? That's not even the whole premise of scriptures is not to win the material lottery. But the world is so backwards. It's so backwards. You know, it's so backwoods and backwards that they done smoked themselves up. They literally have smoked themselves up. And, you know, you got all the natural disasters going on. All of it. All of the mental illness that's going on, all of it, not just in America, not just the Americas, but all over this earth. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, we didn't have any understanding of what it would look like towards the end of the revised Roman Empire in the beginning of the kingdom to come. We didn't have any understanding, but now we can start to see it. Now we can start to see it. And believe you me, be grateful for that. That's the rapture. Hold on. That's what I want to say. Hold on. Rapture, a feeling of intense pleasure or joy. Is that not what we're feeling? This is the rapture. See, they hijacked the rapture, too, to say, well, we're going to be raptured out of here. So you're going to be feeling, okay, world, your rapture, okay, Christian church, your rapture is going, you're going to have a feeling of intense pleasure or joy in your rapture? Is that what you're feeling today? Tell me about it. Tell me how it feels. Is that what you're feeling? What I can tell you is this. That's what I'm feeling. I am feeling an intense pleasure or joy in everything that I do. I'm waking up. Getting shook for my dream because the wife waking up early, turning on lights and everything else, you know, and I'm going,
And as soon as I open my eyes, as soon as I have the inclination of, oh, I'm waking up, I'm giving all thanks and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for waking me up. Thank you for the breath that you've given me to wake up. I'm given great joy just in waking up. Thank you, Father, for getting me to work safely. Thank you, Father, for letting me put on my clothes with no pain. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to, have these opportunities that you've given me. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you've given me. See, that's the difference today than any other day in our lifetime, and the difference between what we're doing and what the camps are doing, what, the Khazarians are doing, the Christians, the Catholics are doing. They ain't giving no thanks. If anything, they're waking up, going, Father, please let me get this money. Please let me get this car. Please let me get this job. Please let me get this. They're not giving no great joy for just the things that, the thing that we have to have in order to even conceptualize the rest, the small things, the details. And that's the other thing. Here goes the Christian madness. Oh, the devil's in the details. Really? No, the Father is in the details. Sorry, son. The devil is in the big picture. Matter of fact, the devil's all around your thinking. The devil is your logic. The devil is your system. Yet, the Father is in the details. So if you do the small things righteously, you will be blessed. But because they were blessed not doing the small things, trying to do the big things, and they were blessed while we were struggling, while we were distracted, while we were delusioned, while we were downtrodden, they think that's how it's going to be forever. No coincidence that this is the weakest minded generation of the Gentiles and heathens ever. Soft as hell. They look, I'm not upsetting nobody. Everybody can do what they want to do. They can be who they want to be. I don't care what people do. It has no bearing on me. That's their business. But don't be upset. If you're going to allow everyone else to do and be whatever they want to do and be, don't be mad at me for being me. As if, so let's see. So I've been, 2014, so 7 years now, 7 years I've been in this walk. I've been studying. And, I had a person tell me, well, you don't know a whole lot about 66 if you've been 7 years. Listen, it's not about regurgitation of scripture. What it's about is acting and walking and cleaning and preparation of the kingdom to come. So, we know the scriptures. I know the scriptures. I know them in my heart to understand them, to allow them to manifest in this time, this dispensation of time. I'm not running around like a Christian or a camp person, or any other Hebrew nation person who it's got to be the all about the scripture. Listen, it is, but there's so much more. There's so much more. They don't even give us all of our scriptures, yet we're supposed to be okay with just a portion. That's foolishness. The Father told us that he's going to have one book or these books for the righteous and the unrighteous, the wicked and the righteous, to read, to understand, to eat off of. But the rest of them will be only for the righteous. So right there should explain to you who people are when you're talking and dealing with them about other books. If they are not prepared spiritually to receive the other books, well, then they are part of the righteous and the wicked. Not to say that they straight up wicked, but it's just to say that that's all they can eat on. That, you know, they can only have the junior happy meals. You know, they can't have the Ruth Chris steak, the Morton steak. They can't eat that. They can't eat that meat. And the Father knows this. That's why everybody trying to come against us, because do you realize that we have passed them so far that I'm listening on social media, people talking about things, you know, especially the Gentiles coming into understanding of the things that we were learning in 2014 and 15 and 16. So I can see the Father opening up minds and giving understanding to people, but he chose us first. See, that's the beauty of it, but that's what the world don't want. The world always wants to be first. You niggas can't be first. Why can't I be first? Who are you to say that I can and can't be? I said that you niggas can't be first because you niggas have always been on the bottom, and you guys haven't gone to my seminary school, and you didn't go to get my doctorate and my PhD. Listen, I don't need that for wisdom. See, this is the difference. We're talking wisdom. They're talking knowledge. Goes back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Or the tree of life. Tree of life, what? Wisdom. Tree of knowledge of good and evil, what? Knowledge. This is why we're seeing the separation. This is why we need to enjoy our rapture of our spiritual lottery. All right. That's my little... All right. So 1 Peter 2, and you know, I got to keep up with these verses, because you know, it's just great. This is for Israel. 1 Peter 2, right? It's for Israel. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, that our Elohim is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of our Elohim and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to our Elohim by Yahshua. Now, all that spiritual, that's spiritual lottery, Israel. That's a spiritual lottery. He tells you, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, spiritual lottery, and holy priesthood, that's us, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. That's us. And you know, okay, so let's stop for a second. Spiritual sacrifice. What might spiritual sacrifices be? That would be, and it's going to go on and explain, but that would be us not dealing with the desires of the material world. My thought. Okay, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So chief cornerstone, Yeshua. Chief cornerstone. And if we believe on him, he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So because we are believing in Yeshua, we believe in his way, and we seek and yearn for the Father's will and the kingdom to come, we are not confounded at this time. There's no confusion in us. And even the little confusion that we once had has gone. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So this is those brothers who are making brothers and sisters stumble, talking about that they got to hate everybody, talking about all this, all these absolutes, just as well as these heathens and these Gentiles. The heathens talking about there is no God. The Gentiles talking about there's only white gods. These are all stumbling blocks. But ye, now watch this. Now he flips the script and comes back to us, back to Israel. And before I go on, it's difficult with the 66, because in the 66 they've taken out all of they've taken Israel out of it and put in these pronouns, okay, and they put in these pronouns that that are meant for Israel directly, but they've switched them and manipulated them so that they can be for everyone, okay? Now watch this. It's to Israel. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, okay, this is how the Gentiles think, oh, well, we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. But you niggers are the peculiar institution. You guys were we had the peculiar institution. That, okay. So the Father made them put in a peculiar people because he knew that they were going to be tried. They were going to coin slavery, chattel, barbaric, wicked slavery as the peculiar institution. Can't even make this stuff up. Peculiar people, peculiar institution. All right, whatever. It's not hard. Which in time past were not a people. Okay, but are now the people of Elohim, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I mean, who ain't getting no mercy on this planet? The Negro and some of the Hamites. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. So that's where he was saying, ye also, as lively stones, are built. No. That's where he said, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, the head of the corner, right? The head of the corner. Now how do you, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. They were appointed. Now, this is what he's saying. He's saying, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, which is what it is. I got to get back to where I was. This is those that are disobedient. This is what they're doing. They are not abstaining from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, which creates confounded. And he shall not be confounded. Well, you're confounded and you're confused when you don't abstain from your fleshly lust, which ultimately war against your soul, right? Okay, move forward. Having your conversations honest amongst the Gentiles. See, this is where we are. We're trying to have honest conversations amongst them. We're coming from the heart. We're coming from the soul because we have a spirit in us to try to help these people understand the true interpretation of the scriptures. But they don't want us to, but we're doing it anyway. And this is what he's saying, having your conversations honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glorify Elohim in the day of visitation. So us doing what we're doing, hold on a second. This is what keeps me going. This is what kindles my fire right here.
having your conversations honest among the Gentiles. That means that I'm going to be honest with you about the way I feel. I'm going to tell you the truth. That whereas they speak against you as evildoers, you niggas is evil. You niggas ain't Shem. You niggas is Ham. Matter of fact, you guys ain't nobody. There's some other third people. You guys ain't even people. Matter of fact, you guys are two-thirds of a people, right? They talk evil against us. But us telling them the truth, being honest with them, is our good works. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Because as we do this to them, as we're honest with them, that's the seed that's going to help them come to great glory at the end. Not great, but glory at the end. Right? They're going to have the ability to have their eyes open, to see the truth, recollect what has been told to them in an honest way, and cleave. And then that's part of our good works. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Elohim's sake, whether it be to the king or to the king as supreme. So that's just be respectful. Right? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Be respectful. It doesn't matter who they are. Just treat them like you want to be treated and keep it moving. Don't sit there and go back and forth, debate, argue, yell, curse them out, tell them that they're trifling, even though all that may be true. All of that may be true, and that's what is burning you to say, and you want to say it. Don't. Just keep it moving. Be very cordial. Okay, thank you. All right, well, okay, we just agree to disagree. We move forward. Bye. Because that's all we got to do now. We don't have to go back and forth with these people. These people have already, they've already cast their lot. They're done. It's a wrap. They have to be able to recollect what we're saying at its appointed time. That's it. And if they don't, so sad, so bad, not my problem. That's between them and the Father, okay? Or unto God, okay, let me read that again. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for your Elohim's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, will of our Elohim, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. See, and that's what we're doing. That's what's happening now. That's what's going on. We're not even saying nothing to them and they coming against us. It's not about, we're not attacking nobody. Matter of fact, we're just having conversations amongst us. And it's funny, you know, we try to get on other platforms to reach our people, to reach the few, to maybe plant seeds even with the Gentiles, right? But what happens is Gentiles and heathens and some of our Gentile and heathen people, right? Because heathen and Gentile, they ain't got no color, right? There ain't no color in that. That's a mindset. So black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, heathen, and Gentiles come at us. They come at us. Sideways, too. They all jacked up. Coming at us. And when we try to say something to them honestly with the spirit, they dismiss it. Matter of fact, they trying to blaspheme the spirit that we have of our Father. You niggas ain't got no spirit. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all ain't Shem. You guys are Ham. You calling me out my name. You guys are black. You guys are African-American. No, we're not. You guys are all from Africa. No, we're not. Honestly, we're not. Have you really taken a look? I don't need to take a look at no information. Nation, foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. This is what they've done. They sat around and used the liberty that the Father gave them for a cloak of maliciousness. They say, hey, yeah, you know, we're going to give you guys this if you vote for us, whole time knowing that they weren't going to do that. They weren't going to do nothing for us. What, I can't do nothing for black people? I can't do nothing for them. Well, you know, we got to give the Asians and the Indos, we got to give them a hate bill. We got to give them some money. We got to give the issues some money. Black people? Nah, you're crazy. I just can't do something for them. See, this is what First Peter is. So when we break these things down, if they would listen to us as we break down scriptures, our scriptures, they would learn something. But when they break it down, they will never break down these scriptures, because to break down these scriptures, you got to be able to have the spirit to do so, and they don't have it. That's why they don't touch. All right, but as the servants, let me read that again. For so is the will of your Elohim, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of your Elohim. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear your Elohim, honor your king. See, I could go all night and all day forever and show the errors in all of this. Syntax is just all over the place, right? Okay. For so is the will of your Elohim, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. They now have a semicolon there, and then they go, as free, as if this is a new sentence, and not using, see, there's something else there. There was something else there they took out. As free, a foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of Elohim. See, they took it out. And then it goes into honor all men. See, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear the Elohim, your Elohim, honor. And they put in there, the king. It should be honor your king. This is so they can come back. So, well, see, the Bible says you got to honor the king. And, well, I'm a king, so you got to do that. You know this is what they've done. Servant. And then it goes from honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Froward. See, that's added. But anyway, for this is thankworthy. Let me back up. It's manipulated to make one believe that servants have to be subjected to all types of punishments of wicked people. Why? Because the world was given into the hand of the wicked. So if the world was given into the hand of the wicked, which we know, then this verse would not read the same way. Okay? The servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Wait. What do you mean with all fear? See, this is how you know what they put in there, because he's saying fear God. Fear your Elohim. Now all of a sudden he's taking the fear from God and Elohim and giving it to men. See, this is how you know that the heathens and the Gentiles have been, they have their dirty, it's like, you know, you got a son and he's eating some chocolate and you said, don't read that magazine, go wash your hands. And he goes, I already washed my hands. And then he opens the books and you got the dirty chocolate, chocolate fingerprints all over the pages. This is their fingerprints. This is the fingerprints of the Gentiles. This is how we know that they have manipulated these words of our scriptures. Okay. They really have. But anyway, for this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward Elohim endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with
Elohim. See, now they got all this confusion all up in our scriptures. For even hereunto were ye called, because Yeshua also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Now people say, well, you know, it's talking about you got to suffer. And then listen, we were going to suffer regardless. It was a suffering that we had to take and endure as a nation, as a people. So this isn't an individual thing. This is a nation, a national thing of Israel suffering because of what us or our nation did to our Messiah. But the way that this reads is that as an individual, you've got to do this as an individual, and you got to fear man, right? Because it says so. Where to go? Fear. There it is. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Okay. Then it comes down and it says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Now, so 17 says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 18 says, servant, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. Let me see something. Difficult to deal with, contrary. So we are supposed to, as servants to men, we're supposed to fear our masters, the men, with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the ones that are difficult to deal with and contrary. Does that even make sense? It doesn't make sense. Not 17, 18. That doesn't make sense. That is added. This is the Catholics and the Christians adding. This is the Gentiles adding things to our scriptures because they knew that if we woke up and realized who we were, that we'd take our scriptures back like we're doing now. Like we'd be able to read through their madness, which is what we're doing now. But I digress. Let me move forward. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Okay? For even hereunto were ye called, because Yeshua also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Remember, this is written when they were getting into their blessings. 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, talking about Yeshua. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. So he said that the Father's going to judge you. So if that's the case, then why do the Christians worship Yeshua? Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Again, the shepherd and bishop? I mean, come on. You don't see that this is all rewritten? That's why I had to read that, because I was like, you know. But it's got some good concepts in it for our people's spiritual lottery, okay? Especially when they were writing it for themselves, so they left some things in it so that they can say, see, we all get spiritual lottery. No, you don't. Okay. But now this is to us, for us. This is by us, to us, for us. But it's talking about the Gentiles. Okay. So I ask, this is Romans 11:11 through 13. 31. So I asked, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So wait. So let's just take a breath for a second. And let's read this slowly and again. Because this is a key statement. So I ask, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So, if this is a nugget, Hebrew nugget, this is an Israelite nugget coming. If Ish, Muhammad, Shiva, or Shasta, and Buddha, and white Jesus, when did they stumble? And if they stumbled, that they may fall, who is the Gentiles? Because salvation has come to the Gentiles. So if they're saying that the Negro is the Gentile, that they stumbled and fell, when? Okay. So, and then move forward. So as to make Israel jealous. Okay. Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, okay, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? So, the Gentiles are a foolish people. And it's sad to even say it with a straight face and mean it so sincerely and humbly, hoping that a Gentile would pick up on this and say, you know what, we have been a very foolish people, the way we have treated people, the way we have treated the earth, the land, the sea, the air, the way we have treated our own Gentile people, the way we have treated other people, and let alone the way that we've treated Israel, true Israel, because those issues, those folks got it all. They got it all. They got it all. They ain't stumble. They ain't fall. They got this. They have their salvation so much today. Listen, you talk about, they talk about welfare queens. Those fools over there get, like, they got, matter of fact, we paying for them. Our indigent over here is giving their dimes and nickels and quarters to frickin' Ish so that they can live lavishly, high on the hog. So they ain't stumbled. No, sir. They have not stumbled. They have not fell. And 6 million ain't fallen, let me tell you. Well, there's so few of them. Nah. You guys, every time that somebody go, every time that Ish gets hemmed up, you guys just replenish from Ukraine. You guys got plenty of them over in the Ukraine. Plenty. So don't come at us talking about, you know, and look, this is not against them. This is for true Israel. We don't care. Matter of fact, and I'll say it again, I don't care about these other nations. Truly, I only care about those in the other nations that care about true Israel, care about the Negro, care about the Hebrew. I don't care about the rest of them. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not mad at them. I don't hate them. It's just of no consequence. They are of no consequence to me. And again, it's not me being mean. It just is what it is. Now, I am speaking to you Gentiles inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Israelites jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. This is what's been happening. They have not only been arrogant, but they've been cutting it off before it grows. Again, Bob Marley. They have been cutting off our branches of our natural tree before the branches, our branches, true Israel's branches, could grow. This is what they've been doing. And those branches were the branches that bore fruit so that those fruits can drop their seed so that we can repopulate and grow. They cut it off. They toiled up the ground where the seeds drop. They burned it up. They destroyed it. This is why they will be cut off. This is why many of them will expire. There's 9 billion people, and it's funny, you know, you can't make these numbers up. 9 billion people, let me just, because I want to be honest about this and talk about this. How many people are in the world? So they're saying 7.8 billion people, right? So let's see something. What is 2/3 of 2/3 of 7.88 billion? So that's why I can't stand Google. Google's so trifling. See, I didn't ask for all that, Google. I didn't ask for you to show me a calculation. I want the answer. I want the solution. There you go. Oh, no. That's 1/3 of the world. 1/3 of the population of 7.8 billion. Oh, okay. It's 2.6 billion people. Okay. Is that good? Is that proper math? Let's see. Bear with me 1 second. Is that proper math? Or is this some old Google, Gentile Google mess? Gentile Google mess, mine. Let's see what it is. 2 points. Three. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So essentially, what will be left out of 7.8 billion is 2.6 billion. 2.6 billion. So that means 5.2 billion of this world's people will be destroyed. 5.2 will be destroyed. So let me move forward. So do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. But you stand fast through your faith. Not your spirit, Gentile. You guys got faith. Y'all ain't got no spirit. We got the spirit. You guys had the faith. We had the root. You guys had faith. That's why you guys were brought up, grafted in. And together, faith is that is the fullness of our Father's creation. That's the love of the Father. That's the bare sheet of the Father. Faith of spirit. Spirit of faith. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For if their Elohim did not spare his natural branches, neither will he spare you. Then the kindness and the severity of their Elohim, severity toward those who have fallen, but Elohim's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. See, there's your treating people the way you want to be treated. Otherwise, you too will be cut off, talking to the Gentiles. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. So we get to stop being unbelief. We stop unbelieving and start to believe, and we get grafted back into our natural tree. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For their Elohim has the power to graft them in again. For if you were cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, the natural branches, be grafted back into their own olive tree? So if you all are just some wild ass people who never were cultured in this, in the tree of life, how are you telling his people that they are uncultured? That's bottom line. And that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing. You niggas ain't nothing. Matter of fact, there's no more Israel. That's ancient Israel. Gone. They've done away with. Their God destroyed them all. And now we, the only people, we, the people of the tree, we, the people of the tree, they were wild and they got cut off. See, this is the madness. This is the delusion that has perpetuated and permeated throughout their whole history, in particular their Christianity, because that's what spawned all these other religiousnessness that has created this sense of delusion today. This is why they're in confusion. That's why they're confounded today. Lest you be wise in your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening, what the hell? This is why it bamboozled me something. I was wondering, and you know what? And there it is. And there it is. Now, I just read and went through that whole diatribe showing you how they manipulated the words and the scriptures. And guess what? That's the English Standard Version. So there it is. That tells you. That tells you exactly. Exactly. All right, so I'm going to read this again. I'm going to do the Geneva, the 1599 Geneva, not even in Geneva. I'm going to read this one. In fact, I'm going to read it. I demand then, have they stumbled that they fall? God forbid. But through their fall, salvation cometh unto the Gentiles to provoke them to follow them. Wherefore, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more shall their abundance be? For in that I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office to try if by any means I might provoke them of my own flesh to follow them and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And though some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wast grafted in for them and made partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not thyself against the branches. And if thou boast thyself, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee, your root. Though thou wilt say then, the branches are broken off, that I might be grafted in. Through unbelief they are broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the bountifulness and severity of God toward them which have fallen, severity, but toward thee, bountifulness, if thou continue in his bountifulness, or else thou shalt also be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. God is able to graft them in again. For if thou was cut out of the olive tree, which was wild by nature, and was grafted contrary to nature in a right olive tree, how much more shall they that by nature be grafted in their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this secret, lest ye should be arrogant in yourselves, that partly obstinacy is come to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, the deliverer shall come out of Zion, and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For even as ye in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so now have they not believed by the mercy shown to you, that they also may obtain mercy. For God has shut up all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the deepness of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Father, or who was his counselor, or who hath given unto him first, and he shall be recompensed? For of him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Completely different. The heathen Gentiles have to pay because they have misused. They might as well have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, which we all know is a recipe for disaster. And this is what's happening. This is why they're having a hard time. This is why they can't understand, because they believe that a tree, that they believe they are not the wild olive tree. This is what it's all about. This is why when we're saying, hey, guess what? We won the spiritual lottery. They're hateful. They're upset. They're mad. And to be honest, they don't even know why they're mad. They just know that they're mad. Because in their mind, nobody ancient was black or was a Negro. And they believe their own lies so much. They're eating off of the ground with the pigs, the slop of the pigs. They have been eating off of it, and they've been forcing us to, and they've been watching us eat it as they eat it and laughing at us as we all eating the slop of the pigs, of the swines. And now they want to come against us when we've won. We won the lottery. We won the spiritual lottery. There's no more else to be said. It is a wrap. I'm going to take my winnings, and I'm kicking it to the house. I'm moving on. I'm not going to entertain them. I'm not going to deal with them. I'm not going to entertain them. I'm doing, everything I do is for the glory of the Father. Everything I do is for the glory of the Father first, then for my own joy. Because the Father, doing it for the Father gives me great joy. See, this is what they're not doing. They're like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, it's a chore. And then here comes me, and we're going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And they're like, why are you so happy? Don't you see that Biden's doing this? Trump's doing that? Don't you see that we at war? Don't you see that the planes are missing? Don't you see that there's kids been trafficked? Don't you see that the immigrants are coming in? And we're going, yeah, not my problem. Now it's flipped, the exchange of situation. Now it's flipped, the exchange of situation. Now we're back on our tree, and our root is covering us. Our root is protecting us. And they don't know what to do about that. And we don't have to do anything. We ain't got to boast. We ain't got to be jealous no more. We won. But you got to continue. You got to do the right things with your winnings, with your spirit. You got to do the right thing with it. Or just like those that won the material lottery, they go out and they spend it all up and they boast and they show it up and they get in their vain imaginations with it and they do crazy things with it and they lose it all. But I know in my heart, in my spirit, that this time that's not going to happen to us. It's not going to happen to the ones that are constantly feeding off the spirit of truth, righteousness, and justice. So,
Israel,
continue with your rapture to the kingdom to come. Continue with your seeking the Father and treating your brother and sister the way you want to be treated. Because we won. We won the spiritual lottery. It's ours. Do the right thing, and it'll stay with you. Last thing, and then I'm going to call it. Last thing, I didn't get a chance to read it because I was just a little long-winded. I put it in the community. I put this up, but I'm going to let people know that the Book of the True Life, Volume 1, Teaching 5, the Book of the True Life, Volume 1, Teaching 5, goes right along with what I just talked about, right along with it. So be at peace. Have shalom, brothers and sisters. Know that you are loved. Know that I love you all. Know that love is for us and we have love. And shalom.